Russia has confirmed that it is withdrawing some of its forces stationed in eastern Ukraine. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson says the military is putting out a motorized infantry battalion from a region near the Ukrainian border. Moscow, however, did not say whether other Russian troops will stay or leave the region. Earlier, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry said that Russian troops have begun their gradual withdrawal from the region. Kiev's Center for Military and Political Studies suggested that about 10,000 Russian soldiers have been stationed on the border. The US and EU officials have estimated that Russia's military build-up along the eastern frontier had reached between 30 and 40,000 soldiers. Mr. Michel Chasudovsky with the Center for Research on Globalization is with us now live from Montreal. Mr. Chasudovsky, what do you think the role of those Russian troops on the border were up until now, and why do you think Russia has decided to withdraw these troops?
Well, we have to, I think, put this in some perspective, because Russia has been deploying militarily on the border with the NATO bloc for some time in response to a process of NATO enlargement, which has also involved the conduct of war games in the Baltic states. These NATO facilities are deployed throughout Eastern Europe, extending into Poland and the Baltic states, so that Russian deployment in many regards did not start with the events in Ukraine. And the Russians have also been conducting war games. I should mention that in the weeks leading up to the referendum in Ukraine, in Crimea, the United States and NATO conducted war games in the Black Sea, in Bulgaria, and just recently, the acting president of Ukraine, Mr. Turchinov, has requested NATO to conduct war games in proximity with Russian forces, so that in effect these deployments have been taking place on both sides. Now, does this imply a shift at the diplomatic level following the meetings between Kerry and Lavrov? It's hard to say at this particular stage.